This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: when cyber hackers go food shopping, UK supermarkets are brought to their knees. First, the lettuce shortage, now this. UK supermarkets are being hammered by cyber attacks as Co-op, M&S, Nisa, Costcutter are all caught with their digital pants down. Shelves are bare, payments frozen, customer data leaked. Execs are now muttering blockchain and resilience like last-minute prayers. Co-op has told suppliers to stop deliveries until further notice. Around 200 stores can't process contactless payments. It's 2025, and that's like losing oxygen and pretending it's fine. At M&S, it's worse where personal data's been stolen. Birth dates, contact numbers, even masked card digits. The attack is bleeding them dry to the tune of £43 million a week in lost sales. 7% of next year's earnings gone. Nisa and Costcutter are struggling too, with whole sections of stock now unavailable. The truth is, this is not a glitch. It's a glimpse, a warning. Because if it can happen there, what makes Woolies, Coles or Pack and Save think they're bulletproof? Most major chains still rely on aging back-end systems that are patched, bloated, and begging for ransomware. So where's the plan? Do Woolies and Coles have a fallback if their logistics go dark? Can Pack and Save reroute stock if its mainframe crashes? Or are we one phishing email away from Kiwis eating tinned spaghetti for a week? Australia and New Zealand love to talk resilience, but resilience means nothing if your food supply can be hacked before breakfast. Because this isn't just about groceries, it's about national stability. When supermarket systems collapse, people panic, trust breaks down. And if governments don't start treating digital food infrastructure like critical infrastructure, next time it won't just be the shelves that are empty, it'll be the plan of some nefarious group. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.